Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Hundreds of people flocked to the new National Museum of Forest History in Missoula Friday, while the multi-decade effort to honor the Forest Service's long history finally reached its destination. The museum, known formally as the National Conservation Legacy Center, has been a dream for years, giving the museum a chance to showcase and store more than 50,000 artifacts, but also to tell the story of public lands conservation. The Region 1 Deputy Forester was on hand to thank the many donors, organizations, and others who helped with the project.
But this means more than you can know to all of the Forest Service employees that may never even visit this center, knowing that we're celebrating their conservation legacy, the conservation legacy of the agency, and how important our work is. So incredible dedication to our mission. We all know how those employees feel about our mission, and this place is a true representation of that.
Museum is stunning and absolutely state-of-the-art facility, featuring many interactive features and the largest video screen in the state. It's now open just west of the airport in Missoula. We keep hearing a lot about Montana's cost of living, primarily when it comes to housing. But as Tracy Taylor reports, that's not stopping people from moving here.
Montana is now the seventh most popular state for Americans looking to relocate. An analysis of nearly 98,000 moving searches during the first half of 2026 found 1.43 people considering a move to Montana for every person looking to leave. That marks a 15% increase over last year, one of the largest jumps nationwide. Bozeman also ranked 10th among the most popular U.S. cities, with more than 2,000 inbound searches for every outbound search. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
Some road closures in downtown Great Falls this week. The city saying that 2nd Street North will be closed from the First Alley North to the south side of the Central Avenue intersection for stormwater drainage and utility improvements. This is the Montana State News Network.
Hi.